external charges that she gets so upset and starts weeping, and then the devotees would feel so bad to see Lord Chaitanya weeping. So why would they always bring him back to external consciousness? Why wouldn't they let him just stay in internal consciousness? Then he was happy. They made him cry by bringing him back. So why they would always do that? They see him cry, then they would start to cry.
Srimati Radhika has asked this question to Gopis several times in the past. I think you are not my friend. When I became out of sense, at that time I met Krishna. And at that time, you give me water in his hand and try to get me out of consciousness. But I think that at that time I was so much happy meeting Krishna. But now you are giving me this way. I am so much unhappy. Why you do this? When I am in Vrindavan and Krishna is in Mathura, and here I am meeting with Sar Krishna, then you tell me that don't. Why you tell me don't? Have you know this realization that I am how unhappy, and you don't think unhappy? Krishna is Mathura and I. And still you tell me to be, to have consolation. Why you tell me? What is the
answer? I'm asking you.
Kinds of mock meetings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot survive. He demands that he should come in outer position, consciously, so that he may forget all this. They are trying to consolate, give consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in outer sense, he again returns. No reply of this.
It's not easy to understand.
So I am telling you that don't do bhajan. Be far away from Krishna. He will fail you in so much distress and unhappy. If you want to be happy in this world, go to America and other places and
we try that.
Please don't chant, don't read Bhagavad, don't read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
We already did that. We didn't like it.
Couple from Delhi. So in front of the Kanda, the Babaji was there, you explained how this was Lalita and Radharani.
Who?
You.
You heard?
I heard. But the meaning is not clear. But then you said something about Swami Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, or this is Vishaka, or rather, I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that point?
Because you have to tell my all these things.
No. I want to understand how it can be Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time. I want to know how accurately you explained that.
You are very great, sir. thief.
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I'm a little thief.
You want to?
How did you give explanation of that point?
Black thief. So that is human being. So it will not come to me.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain?
Yes, still come to you.
Because you will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and I will become confused. And I will come to you to get proper explanation.
You think you better get better than you have to
do. They will all come to you. Mm-hmm. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself that covered with Radha, covered by the body of him, and how of that, and this beauty of complex of that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir. He thinks himself to be a deity in Krishna. And when he comes to Totaru Siddha, he thinks himself that I am in Krishna. Because there is a Ganyan tree.
As Radharani thinks for Krishna.
Next thing. Krishna thinks by the mood of Radhika, because the whole mood is of Radhika. So this mood as of Radhika is, but Mahaprabhu thinks that I am in Vrindavan. Here is his heart, here is that don't fever, and here is Govardhan, here is Krishna, and here is the garden Vrinda, and he becomes. Then he looks in, I am in Vrinda. At once Radha Bhav somewhat subsides. And Krishna Bhav offers
some.
Then he thinks himself that I am Krishna. So he becomes Krishna. No? And Sarupna Moda and Gadadhar are there and Rayana, not Rayana, but perhaps Rayana. So Gadadhar becomes Srimati Radhika in the left. And Sarupna Moda becomes Srimati Radhika. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Radha and Sadhana both become like Krishna.
So the beings are manifestation of both personalities themselves.
And they become, thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna God. And mood also comes like this. Then Lalita, that is our planet, Lalita, took the cloak of Krishna and she went to this is the thing there.
This is the inner.
But here also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bigger space
and
Gopinath in the form of Siddhi came out.
In the form of Siddhi?
Siddhi.
Not standing.
That what Babaji was saying.
Oh.
That there are so many things. There are so many books. that he can inflict it. And Lalita and Vishaka also came out from sand.
At the same time.
In the same. And see that.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that in Chaitanya Chaitanya, our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya, no commentary.
But it's sometimes.
Only it has been told there that only Gopinath was.
Yes.
No of Radhika. I think that later on, only Bhakti has done. But the mood is the same.
So in all the different ideas, the mood is like this. It may have happened a little bit like this,
It may be other start thinking in other ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always same like this.
But we think that he sat down for the pleasure of Siddhartha Pandit, isn't it?
When Siddhartha Pandit was worshipping Kali Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishaka there, the other deities there?
Any time we don't find. No
authoritative reference.
But yes, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are from original there or not. Then before you should see that Lalita and Krishna is beautiful.
But sometimes you say that Lalita and Vishaka are also beautiful.
Lalita and Vishaka
are beautiful. Can be both. There is no fault in thinking either one. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you this in Mathura, I will speak with you.
I checked it in my list. I had some of the 13-foot water bars in the picture, and it said this Srikanda Mukunda. I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahaprabhu.
I'm not saying confusion. If I used to not see that Vrinda Devi is always in Vrinda Devi.
But if Mahaprabhu.
We don't know that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Buddha. Who was Vrinda Devi?
I was just wondering if she played any role in his passing, or she had no reason.
She could do bhajan. Anything?
Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells the six obstacles in.
This is great.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers? At what
when
point
did he prayer?
When did he compose the six
obstacles? Here is Gambhira, in last stage. And he used to explain with Sri Samadha and India. It has been written here. Chaitanya Tha Mahaprabhu Bhajan Leela Chari. 20th, last 20th. নানাভা উঠে প্রভুর হস্ত তো করা রোগ আরতি সেই সেই ভাবে নিজে শ্লোক করিয়া শ্লোকের অর্থ আস্বা দেয় দুই বন্ধুদের কোনদিন কোনোভাবে শ্লোক কথা সেই শ্লোক আশা দিতে রাখি যায়। He used to compose so many shlokas, also Sarvastamada and Ramananda, and they used to explain to each other. Harsha Prabhu Kahanu Srimad Ram Raya, Nam Sankirtan Kalau Paramo. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into Sarupa Ram Raya, both Sarvastamada and Ramananda, in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. Sankirtan Yajna Karau Krishna Aradhan, Chaita Sumeda Baya Sri Krishna Swami. Those who will do Kirtan, they will have surely Krishna too. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has said so, that Jagai Sankirtan prayer vision to his Sumeda, those who are certainly so intellectual, that should be Jagya, and that Jagya and Nam Sankirtan Jagya. And that should be done Sang Anga, Sanga, Upanga, Astra, Tata. Sang means Nityananda Prabhu, Sanga. Upanga means Advaitacharya. Astra means Nam Sankirtan. Tathatam means all kinds of path. Sat Namodara, Ramananda, Gadadha Pandit, and all of that. And after that, now it is in the guidance of them. They should do this. So, in Sarkal Yuga, it has been decided that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. Nam Sankirtan is Sarvarna Thanasa Shubhodaya Krishna Pramaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed a slow tempo. And Rupa Goswami wrote it, and all the slokas were given in Satyavati. So in last days, in Puri, in Gambhira, these slokas were chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Radharani and Sarvam.
For so many days, we've been speaking so much to so many people.
The great Acharya wrote one message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you.
pervasive form is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, has spoken these words.
But
this message was given to
but you understand.
I don't know, I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to ask you.
You should read that.
Because after that everybody became unhappy. Swarup Damodar became unhappy.
Right.
I think
what you are understanding by
these words,
they have explained anything?
There's no explanation given along with this verse.
But they have any
only the verses.
In this translation is there?
Just what I told you.
But
the please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love.
What is this?
Bola in Bengali?
No.
Here, rice is
Translation.
Yes.
And what is this?
Translation. This is the word for word translation.
And this
is the full translation of the verse. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer now mad with ecstatic love.
What is it?
Means in
Owl means?
Owl is a type of sect, isn't it? A group of people who have upper sampradaya. Sell in the marketplace and you will have some profit. The meaning of the verse, I don't know, we're asking you.
No, what happened?
Those now mad in ecstatic love.
Ecstatic love means?
Just says the word all.
All.
And that is the translation. Persons who have become mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love,
ecstatic when again? Ecstatic love man?
Usually means a friend.
He is telling that in market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy it.
Here, who are not willing to buy, and what is rice? what is it?
Material thing? Representing material pleasure?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought rice to sell. But now everyone has that thing and they have collected so much that they don't want to get more. Then what is the meaning? Rice?
They have informed him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Guru Vrindavan, that rice. But now it is not in the Vandiyan market. What is the meaning?
It lies in fact.
In a bond and it has been.
So much of it. They had so much already.
Yeah, it has been given so much. Those who were requiring, their requirement is good. So, they don't want because they had that right. If a man has collected so much rice, why he will collect more? So they are wanting is good. So in market, no want of rice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna prem from Golok Vrindavan. What prem? What? Braja prem. What is the meaning of Braja prem?
Following in the mood of the residents of Braja.
And in peace, in what? So it is best.
Yogi-prem.
And that prem, and all other prems have been given in all youth. But only that thing was not. But
Gopi Prem.
So here Gopi Prem is right. Understand? Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is part and he has given to wholesale dealers. Those are wholesale dealers, the devotees, Rayanamananda, Sultanoda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Chai, Paramananda Puri, Sultan. These are wholesale. And they are in Delhi. Delhi means main center. And the dealer, wholesale dealer in Bombay, in Calcutta, in other places, also wholesale. They are in Vrindavan, the wholesale dealer is 1,000, 6,000. In Navadvip, Advaita Acharya, Sivat Pandit, Sadadhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. In Puri, Saldamodar, Raya Ramananda, all are there. And they are selling to others. And they are seed market. Who are Mukunda, Murari, and all other. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Vrindavan Dasa, they are already
selling. And they are also selling.
And from them, in other shops, in so many countries, so many big merchants and some less, and others. Samananda Prabhu Raya
Narakam
Sapu. And there are so several. They are market. Then there is little classes of shopkeepers. And then
small ones.
And from then all a small. And from a small all classes of person coming from Belgian part and take. Now there's the full thing. Whole market.
Everything is rice is everywhere.
Rice is coming, but not saying what is this? All the boys will go. And rest will be?
No.
Polo.
So merchant should sell in the low price. समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं समझ रहे
हैं?
So you shouldn't sell at such a low price.
So now all requirements have been fulfilled. So take that rice and send it to new
the original place from which it came.
From where it has come? Who has brought?
Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should return with his whole life.
So everyone understood this when they heard it, or only a few people understood what it meant? So Ramada understood what it meant.
And now on, also, if you want to know this, they don't know what is right. Here it is written.
Yes, it says, he was mad with ecstatic love and not interested in the material world.
What does it mean?
It doesn't, it's not clear, it's hidden. It's lost. It's clear.
One cannot understand. It means that right is that defect. What do you think? And now, anyone is not wanting that. But there will be many.
In a
minute.
Then after that, Mahaprabhu became quite mad.
If I will tell everything, then you will not come again. And
anyone, that is not true.
And you are taking it. Yeah.
We will come much more. You will have a problem.
Up, please, Amjana.
We were wondering how the people of Puri reacted when they would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu running around in his madness in his last days. So many years he was feeling so much separation.
We were wondering how the people in Puri who were not associates of Mahaprabhu, how they understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood when he was going
through
there.
Understand?
What they thought?
Nothing.
They thought he was just some disease.
Like so many persons I have come with, they don't know. So, but especially all the inhabitants of Puri, they into regard. Like the thing.
So they understood something what it was to
some knew that he is saint, and some knew that he is Krishna, and some know that he is Jagannath. Because he and his associates knew that he is Krishna and Mahaprabhu is Jagannath. Radhamanam believed him as a Rasaraj Mahaprabhu.
When he went to South India, when Mahaprabhu went to South India, he convinced everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So was he able to do the same here in Puri?
He has done it first.
Here? Yes, here.
From here he will see that.
So everyone here was chanting Hare Krishna.
Everyone chants now?
When they see us sometimes, they'll say Hare Krishna,
only
no.
Only the persons who have civilized, knew something, and fire. Otherwise, all the who catch fishes, Mandya, and all, they can respect. No.
that there must have been some specialty to being here at the time of Mahaprabhu.
Maybe.
Because you told us that you can take birth in this time, this time, this time, and then in the time of Mahaprabhu is directed. So they are
but
getting
they don't care at that time also, it is that much.
You know.
They are always engaging.
Sitting.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps into space.
In the end of Chaitanya Chaitamrita it says that Krishna Das Kaviraj says, I am just giving a little, and in future more elaborate explanation of Mahaprabhu's pastimes will be given by Vyasadeva. What is the meaning of this?
Meaning is this, what you are understanding. What meaning you are not understanding? What word is there that you are not understanding?
How will it come that there will be more and more and more revealed?
You are not understanding. You have been
well, you're
so much far away from India and you are coming, you are coming and all others are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of foreign and all.
Yes,
it was not so much tricky in India also at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, just be there in every city, every place.
So it doesn't mean that more pastimes will be told. It means that more people will hear them.
He said that yesterday.
Yes, he
why
said that Vyasadeva will tell more pastimes.
Who?
In the book it says.
And if Vyas will come and write. Then if Vyas.
So like
Vishnu Chakravarti has Thakur has written. Thakur no Thakur has written from this time. We are writing from this and after that. After that
more and more will come.
So they're all considered Vyas.
Your husband can write.
But we cannot add anything, we can only
repeat.
You cannot.
I wanted to ask you, who lifted up Govardhan Hill?
Who lifted the?
Govardhan Hill.
Srimati Radhika. Because she is like a Shakti in Krishna body. And Krishna lifted it by his own power. Power is Srimati Radhika. He is not looking outwardly, but she is in Krishna body. And she has lifted. But for ordinary person, they see that Krishna has lifted. To some extent it is right, but to very deep, deeply think, then we will see that Radhika lifted
him. It seems that Radharani is doing all things, but Krishna is taking the credit for it.
Krishna may have some mood of praise, that anyone can praise me. This is not correct, but yes, it seems. But Radhika don't want any praise. He does everything hidden behind. And he thinks that everyone knows, should know, that Krishna is doing everything and not doing anything. But behind, she is doing it. Why she does man? To please Krishna. What she does for Krishna? And Krishna, what does for happiness of Krishna? We will reach there then we can realize all this. We are in past, but now we are in lower step. But then we will be upper state, the step, then we can realize.
The Swarup of Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Radha, and he will explain that is Radha's Swarup. Krishna Swarup, Radha's Swarup, Rastakva and Siddhastakva, same person. They are all actually Radha's Swarup. Mahabhava is Radha's Swarup. What is Mahabhava?